Welcome to this month's guided meditation. As we begin this time together, I invite you to take a moment to shift your awareness inside, coming to that place in your own body-mind being, that internal place that you would call your home base, your landing place. Sometimes people discover this place by following the next out-breath all the way down to the bottom and then settling there. As you settle into yourself, become aware of the sensations that allow you to recognize that there is a place in you that is never disturbed, that is unaffected by all the ups and downs that happen on a daily basis in the life of everyone. If you don't directly experience this fundamental core place in your body-mind being, allow yourself to imagine what you would sense and feel if you could be aware of it. Next, notice the surface supporting you. Allow yourself to receive that support in whatever ways are especially comfortable and especially welcoming. Letting yourself experience what it's like to allow support to work for you. Next, allow yourself to include the environment around you. Become aware of any supportive sounds, any supportive smells in the air, any supportive feeling you touch into as you expand your awareness to include the environment around you. Expand now to include your awareness of all the people you care about, all the people you consider friends, family, supports of any kind. Together, all of you create a field of supportive presence that you can actually carry with you all the time. Now, I'd like to invite you to bring your awareness to your heart space and to notice, or to imagine, if you don't notice it spontaneously, that the energy of your heart space is actually a brilliant, fiery love. That the love of an open, dynamic heart is its own form of fire. What I'd like to ask us to do this month is to engage that heart fire as a way to shift frequencies, to shift any place or feeling where we get captured, caught, to have the option to shift frequencies from anything distressing or upsetting to something settling, recentering. And to do this not only for our personal ease and comfort, but to at the same time serve our collective human family. And the practice that most powerfully engages this, in my experience, is the Buddhist practice of Tonglen, of taking in what is distressing and giving out what generates ease. So take a moment to be aware of any individual, something of your own, or collective distress that's in your awareness right now. For example, if you feel worried or sad or angry, allow yourself to remember that in this moment, all around the planet, there are countless other people feeling exactly the same thing. So notice the fire in your heart, that fire transforming, transmuting fire of love. And on the next in-breath, breathe in your own distress and that of people all around the planet. Allow your heart fire to neutralize it, cleanse it. And then on the out-breath, infuse that now neutralized energy with qualities of either ease or compassion or peace or any other quality that you want to breathe into your own body, mind, being, and then out into the world. Breathing in and breathing out. If you feel any hesitation to breathe in the suffering of others, you can surround yourself with a beautiful white cleansing light that begins to neutralize what you breathe in from others. As it comes through that white light and into your heart space, where the fire of the love in you neutralizes whatever remains of that collective distress, even as it neutralizes the distress that lives in you. And as you breathe out with the quality of ease or compassion or peace or whatever, notice what shifts in your own body-mind experience. Because in this meditation, we are shifting frequencies. We're dialing in a new channel, as it were, or station, so that we resonate with the out-breath quality rather than the distress. So I'll be silent now, just for a little bit, as you allow yourself to do this individual and collective shift in frequencies. You'll notice that when you do this practice over time, the fire in your heart, the fire of love, gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you find right now that the white light around you helps you become familiar with this practice, you may discover that over time you feel increasingly comfortable breathing in directly collective suffering because you build confidence that the fire in your heart will neutralize that frequency and allow you to elicit a new one, will allow you to offer to yourself and to our collective the essence, qualities, and frequencies of experiences of ease, compassion, peace. And you might imagine what it's like if you go forward into your daily life having this practice of Tonglen to call on as you move through your daily challenges, daily ups and downs, just the moments of life unfolding itself in you. Remember, we can't control what comes our way, but what we can do is choose how we wish to meet what we encounter as we move through our daily lives. And a practice such as Tonglen allows us to choose which response, which frequency, which quality we want to embody as we go from moment to moment. And so I'm going to stop speaking in a few moments, but you can certainly keep right on being in touch with your capacity to shift frequencies through breathing into your heart. If you do heart math, you already know the practice of breathing in and out through your heart. It is a very powerful companion along the way. And so until next time, I wish you well.